Welcome to the Evolve Beyond Limits podcast. I'm your host, Stacey Geisel. I am a human design and relationship coach, 6'2", manifesting generator, and total lover of life. If you want real solutions to real life problems, then you are in the right place. This podcast is dedicated to using human design, ancient teachings, and DNA activation to elevate both your relationship with yourself and the people around you. If you are willing to take action on the practical steps given in this podcast, I promise your life will change for the better. All you have to do is open your heart and mind, step beyond your fear, and activate the courage needed to create a life that you're excited to live. So without further ado, let's dive in. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Evolve Beyond Limits podcast. I am so excited that you're back here with us this week as we continue our series on decision-making authorities in human design. So if you are unfamiliar with your decision-making authority or why this is so important for you to have an understanding of, why it's one of the foundational pieces that every time we are talking about human design, we come back to what is your strategy and authority, then make sure you go check out the episode that I did. It would have been episode 76, where we talk about the different decision-making authorities and why they are so important. But today we are going to continue on with our series on authorities, and we're going to talk specifically about if you are a sacral authority. So if you are a sacral authority, then you are a generator or a manifesting generator of some sort. So if that is you, or if there's somebody in your family or your significant other that has this authority, it can be really beneficial for you to know, but it can also be really beneficial to understand that the people around you, how do they work? How do they make decisions? Especially if it's a different type of decision-making authority than you have. So for example, I know that in my relationship with my husband, I am an emotional authority. He is a sacral authority. It can create some tension points in relationships because sacral authorities are meant to be spontaneous, where emotional authorities, as we talked about in the last episode, are not meant to be spontaneous. So it can cause, and it has caused, tension in this dynamic, especially because my husband kind of expects me to be able to make decisions as quickly as he can make decisions. And I don't function like that. And so now that he understands this about me, I understand this about him. It has created a lot less friction in our relationship. So whether it be your significant other, your business partners, whatever that looks like, knowing this information, it can help you just make some really subtle, simple shifts and help you see the other person through a different lens. And it will just open up to more connection, more communication for you. And let's get into it. So sacral authorities, again, if you are a sacral, you are meant to trust the yes or no of your gut or your sacral area, not your head, in the moment. Okay, you get to be spontaneous. You get to trust whatever comes through in your gut in each moment, moment by moment. So I'm a little bit jealous of sacral authorities because you get this spontaneity. You just instantly know, where I have to really sit with things. I have to allow my emotional wave to even out before I can make decisions. Sacrals, you just know. You know in the moment if it's a yes for you. You know in the moment if it's a no for you. And so you don't have to wait. You get to be spontaneous. And there's some different things and some different points that I want to pinpoint when we're talking about sacral authorities, because as much as I say I'm a little bit jealous of you, most people, even if you are a sacral authority, you aren't functioning this way. You're really just, because we're so caught up in our head. We're so caught up in we need things to make sense that we're overriding our sacral authority. And the reason this is so important to understand is because your sacral is your life force. It is where fun, pleasure, play, all of that stuff lives. And so this is where the sacral authority, this is where you operate from. But unfortunately, when we think about fun, pleasure, and play, those are the things that we often tell ourselves we don't have time for. Instead of making them a priority, we tell ourselves we don't have time for them. And so if we made these things a priority, if we allowed our gut to guide us to what was next, how much more fulfilled would we feel in our life? If we didn't have to logically and mentally process everything that we were doing, how much more fulfilled would we feel? So let's talk about that, because this is really tricky for people. That's really tricky because we have grown up in a society and with a culture that says everything needs to make sense. You need to think through things. You need to, we really have lived in a very cerebral world, so to say, where everything needs to be filtered through our head first. And while that can be true when it comes to solving problems for other people, this is not the case when it comes to making decisions in our own life and following the breadcrumbs that are being placed in front of us. And so the moment that we start trying to process the yes or the no of your gut through the lens of the mind, we set ourselves up for struggle. We really set ourselves up for struggle because we need to simply honor that yes or that no that comes from our gut. It doesn't have to make sense, but that analytical part of our brain really wants it to make sense, but it doesn't need to make sense, because very rarely do things make sense looking forward. Steve Jobs, I use this quote all the time. He says, you cannot connect the dots looking forward. But man, can we connect the dots looking backwards? And how many different times in your life have you gone, I don't know why we're doing this, but we're going to do it. And then like you look backwards on your life and you're like, oh, I see that that's exactly why that needed to play out that way. I'm so glad that we trusted that moment. That is how our life gets to work. And if you don't trust it, then you're definitely hindering your fulfillment, your happiness, your joy. So you don't need to figure out why it's a yes or why it's a no, because your mind can only draw conclusions from your past experiences. And if you haven't had the experience that you're about to embark on, so this is a brand new experience, something you've never done before, then it's probably not gonna make sense to you until after why you did it, why you needed to do it that way. So many people, we end up talking ourselves out of whatever that thing is, because our mind will talk us out of it because it doesn't like the unknown. Our mind doesn't like the unknown, but the unknown is where the magic happens. So just keep that understanding that the sacral, that gut feeling is always trying to lead you to satisfaction. If you follow it, it will lead you to satisfaction, and it will take one of two paths to get there. Like, let me be very clear about that. You will either, it'll lead you to satisfaction by simply leading you to some place that you never imagined you could be, or it'll lead you to satisfaction, but it'll be through a challenge that you needed to take on in order to become the person that will ultimately lead you to someplace better than you could have ever imagined. So every single time you end up talking yourself out of doing something that your gut really wanted you to do, instead of building satisfaction, you're building dissatisfaction, disappointment, and ultimately resentment and probably bitterness along the way. You're gonna end up frustrated because or angry. It's not going to feel good. And so if life, you're going through life and you feel constantly disappointed, you feel like you're resentful of people, you're noticing yourself in comparison and jealousy, and you're frustrated and you're angry, it's more than likely because you keep overriding what you actually want to be doing, what your gut is trying to get you to do, with what your mind is telling you is the safest option. So just let that sink in. How many times are you talking yourself out of doing the things that actually would make you feel good because you can't seem to make sense of them? They don't have to make sense. You just simply get to honor it. So another thing that I see is with sacral, with sacral authorities is, especially when they let their mind get involved or they let their emotions get involved or one of the centers, they let one of the other centers get involved, is they end up wasting a ton of time and energy just to ultimately come back to what they already knew in the first place. So I see this a lot. I see this a lot is people with a sacral authority, they know in the moment, they're like, okay, yes, I know what I need to do. And then their mind gets involved and they try to process it. They try to logically figure it out. They go into analysis paralysis and they end up like wanting to do more research or looking at this or trying to figure this out. And then ultimately they always end up coming back to the original decision that they had already made. And so just think about how much time and energy you would get back in your life. Plus, you would be more satisfied. You'd be having more fun. You'd be more fulfilled if you could just let life take you where it wants to go instead of you thinking you know what's best and trying to force your own agenda on everything. We can really just get blinders on in our life where we think that the only path is the one that we can see. But the truth is, the path is usually the one that you can't see. It's the one you haven't even thought of yet. And when we can let go of that control, which we'll talk about here in a minute, when we can let go of that control, man, our life can open up to so many different types of opportunities. But we have to keep or quit thinking that the one path that we've considered is the only path available to us, because there's usually an easier one if you were just to allow your gut to lead the way. So this kind of leads to the next one, which is not needing to have everything planned out and simply surrendering to the unknown. Now, this one really comes back to trust. It comes back to trust. And that's why this one can be a real struggle for a lot of people. Because as much as we would like to say that we go through life and we trust it and we have faith, when it really comes down to the nitty-gritty, very few of us actually feel that way. We trust and we have faith when things are going the way that we think they should go. But then the moment that something goes awry or things start to, what in our eyes would say, fall apart, or we start going down a path that we didn't think that we were going to be in, we're very quick to lose trust. We're very quick to lose faith. So that's what this one really comes down to, is that sacral authorities must accept that life is going to be unknown from moment to moment. And you will never know all the steps. We all want to create the 10-step plan, the 5-step plan. Like, hell, at least give me like a 3-step plan. But that's not the way that this works. We get the next step. That is it. We get one step, and then that one step will lead us to the next step, and then that next step will lead us to the next step, but we don't get them all at once. And I have a lot of people, they would tell me, they'd be like, Stacey, I just need to know what the next step is. And I'm like, well, have you taken the first step? And they're like, no. I'm like, well, you don't get the next step until you have had the trust and the faith to take the first one. But so many people want to know the second step before they've even taken the first step. And if that is you, just know that it's normal because it's unknown. And the unknown is the scariest thing on the planet to a lot of people. But you're going to remain stuck because you're going to resist it instead of leaning into the unknown. And you're never going to get your next step because you didn't have the trust to take the first one. So we can change this story. That's the cool thing. We can say, I don't know the plan, but I trust that it's going to present itself to me because I'm supported by life. I have faith, and I trust that there is something bigger leading me down the path that is going to get me to exactly where I need to be. And just because something is unknown doesn't make it scary. It's actually exciting because the unknown is so full of opportunities. And I realize that the unknown is where all the possibilities that I haven't even thought of live. So we get to change that story. Another question I want you to ask yourself if you're a sacral authority is, what are you missing out on? If we go through life and we try to have everything planned, there's no room for the magic. So, true story, Andrew and I are, my husband is a generator, I'm a manifesting generator. We rarely make a lot of plans when we go on vacations anymore because we know that our next step is going to be dropped to us. We know that if we leave room for the magic will find us because it always does. Whether it be an Uber driver that tells us that we absolutely need to go check out this certain thing while we're in town. It can be the random person at the grocery store that tells you something that completely changes your life for the better. It can be the magical moment that you're led somewhere that you didn't even know existed, but you bypassed it because you already had a plan and a schedule, and there's no deviating from the plan because you want to be in control of every single thing that is happening in your life. This goes back to the last thing that we talked about. You have to have trust. You get to have faith. Life is so much more fun when we do, because there is magic in those moments. But if we are so hell-bent on keeping the plans, then we're going to miss them. You know, I led a retreat in a group of women that I was leading in Living Limitless, and we went to Crystal River, Florida, because I wanted to see the manatees. And obviously, as somebody who is facilitating, and taking these women through this retreat, I had a plan. And I have learned with every single retreat that I have ever ran, every single event that I have ever ran, that there needs to be a plan, but it needs to be flexible and it gets to evolve and it gets to adapt. And I've had to let go of the reins. This has been, I think these different situations have been like my learning when it comes to letting go of control. Because the first retreat I ran, it was like everything was scheduled. Everything had to go exactly to plan or else I was a mess. And then this one, Crystal River, Florida. I will never, ever, ever forget this moment. And I don't think that the women that are part of this will ever forget it either. I had a plan. A loose plan. And then one of the girls said, hey, what do you think what if we do this instead? And I said, yeah, that sounds great. And I knew that I wanted to, go to dinner one night, and we were trying to figure out where we were going to go to dinner. And we asked a couple of people, and this one place kept coming up. We kept getting, it was the breadcrumb that just kept landing. And we tried to resist it. We tried to fight it because this restaurant was in the middle of a strip mall. And we were like, there's no way this place is going to be any good. But I trust. And I was like, you know what? We're going to go because I don't take it lightly that this keeps coming to us. So we didn't know what the plan was going to be. Long story short, this ended up being one of the most magical nights of our life. I mean, between the people that we met, the memories that we made, I could go on and on about the magic that happened that night. Quite literally magic. I'm pretty sure that the man who owned it is a witch doctor from Louisiana because he did some magic tricks that I cannot even, to this day, I do not know how he did them. And I like to just assume that it was real magic because it was unbelievable. But not only did we have the most fun, we made an impact on some people's lives that we could never have imagined we were going to make. We had some of the coolest conversations. We had somebody pay for our dinner. We had so much fun, and we were in such a state of pure joy that all of these amazing things kept happening for us. Because it was this beautiful give and take. Our energy was electrifying the people around us. And it was all because we chose to just follow the next breadcrumb. We chose to just trust our gut and go. To be really, really okay with just deviating from the plan. And so these are the types of things that can happen when we allow ourselves to just let go of the reins a little bit. It doesn't have to go perfect. Actually, very, very rarely in my life have the things that have gone perfect been the things that I remember. I have a tattoo on my wrist from a trip that I took with my sister that went everything but perfect. And I have a tattoo that because her and I will never, ever forget that trip. And we don't remember any of the things that went the way we thought they were going to go. What we remember is the shit show that unfolded. And we made it through. And we learned lessons. And we laughed. And we were scared at sometimes. But then we came back to joy. So sacral authorities, be very careful of being too strict. Be careful of your control issues, because they are probably making life significantly less fun. And if you don't let go of needing to know for sure, which you never really know for sure, but if you think you do, if you don't let go of that needing to know, then you're going to continuously fight against your authority. And you will miss out on so many opportunities to live a more fulfilled life. So you get to, the perspective shift that you really get to have is, I embrace the unknown and all the opportunities that come with it. And if you're in a relationship, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter what decision-making authority you have. It's just important to understand that each person needs to follow their own unique authority, meaning that just because something is a yes for one of you doesn't mean that it's a yes for the other person. And maybe you have to do different things to activate that life force energy within you. And that's okay. You know, I think we get really stuck in our relationships thinking that we have to do the same things. We have to do things together. And while it's important to do some things together, it's also important to have that time and know what, like, really be able to trust your own energy and knowing what you need and know what your gut is telling you. And sometimes our partner or the person that we're with will end up being the spark for the other person. And that's a beautiful thing too. When they're like, hey, I was thinking about going to and doing this. Do you want to do that? And you're sitting there and you're like, oh, I was just thinking about what I wanted to do. And here we are. Like, that sounds perfect, right? So let yourself kind of play off of this in your relationships. This is where you can really allow that response to come through. So putting this into practice, you can ask yourself and the people around you to ask you yes or no questions and honor your response. And your response is that gut reaction you have before your head or your emotions get involved in that process. So, you know, instead of saying, hey, do you want to go out to dinner? Where do you want to go? It's, hey, do you want to go here? No. Okay, do you want to go here? Yes. And what's funny about this is that oftentimes we need something to respond to. We need something for our gut to say yes or no to, in the way of we might think we don't know what we want until somebody says something that we don't want, right? We're like, and I've had this happen with dinner, where it's like, okay, what do you want? I don't really care. Okay, well, we're gonna go here. No. Like, I knew immediately that I didn't want that. So it's not that I didn't really, like, that I don't know what I want. It's like, we a lot of times need something to respond to. So, and then you just get to honor that. Even when you might not, it might not be the answer you thought it was going to be. Just honor it and see where it goes. Maybe you know, somebody says, hey, do you want to go to your favorite restaurant? And normally you would want to, but your gut's like, no, I really don't want to go there today. Just trust it. Maybe there's something that's like something magical waiting for you at somewhere else. I don't know. Right? So, and just simply remember that if it's not a yes, it's a no, which often means not right now. You might just need more information. Maybe the timing isn't correct. You don't have to understand it. You don't have to process it. You just need to simply honor it and move on to the next thing. Keep that Steve Jobs quote in your head. I can't connect the dots looking forward. But what I can do is trust the next step. Trust my gut. Take that next step forward and see what happens. So if you are feeling called to understand this more, definitely grab an opportunity to sign up for a free mini session with me. You can follow the link in the show notes, or you can just go to www.evolvebeyondlimits.com to learn more and sign up for that. And next week we will get into ego manifested authorities. And so we'll talk all about that. That is a really unique, all of the ones we kind of talk about from here on out will be a little bit more, there's not quite as many people that have them. They're a little more unique. And so they will be really fun to take a dive into. But until our next episode, walk your talk, speak your truth, choose courage over comfort, and always evolve beyond limits.